With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A strong earthquake near Tonga triggers a tsunami warning.
A magnitude 7.1 earthquake hit near Tonga in the early morning hours of Monday local time. There were no initial reports of damage or injury. The Tsunami Warning Center issuing an alert but later lifting it. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Nuku'alofa, which is an island in Tonga, there was a very small tsunami with, It was less than an inch.
Turner says aftershocks after a shallow earthquake like this one can last up to a week. A magnitude 7.7 earthquake hit Myanmar Friday, killing more than 1,600, and aftershocks continue there. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, more on that as the ground keeps shaking in Southeast Asia.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit near Myanmar's second largest city on Sunday. This marks the latest in a string of aftershocks following Friday's devastating tremor. People in the streets of Mandalay screamed as the aftershock hit. Friday's 7.7 magnitude quake hit near the city, bringing down many buildings and damaging other infrastructure.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, so far more than 1,600 are confirmed dead, 3,500 injured, hundreds missing. Adding to the problem for members of search and rescue teams are the daily temperatures. They've ranged from 104 to 108 degrees, and add in humidity. Meanwhile, emergency aid has been streaming into Southeast Asia. Relief efforts are focused on Myanmar and, to a degree, Thailand. Authorities say food, medicine, and other vital supplies from national government and international agencies have been made available. This is SRN News. House Republicans introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Iowa cannot, for now, continue to enforce part of its book ban law. That's the ruling from a federal judge who temporarily blocked the part of the law that prohibits school libraries and classrooms from carrying books that depict sex acts. The law was first approved by Iowa's Republican-led legislature and GOP governor in 2023. But key parts were temporarily blocked before they became enforceable. This is SRN News. A leadership dispute has led Britain's Prince Harry to leave an African charity that he co-founded in memory of his mother.
He cites a breakdown in the relationship between members of the board and the chairwoman. The Duke of Sussex issued a statement along with Prince Seeso of Lesotho. They co-founded the Centre Barley charity in 2006. They say they quit with heavy hearts as patrons and support the trustees in their dispute with the chairwoman. The chairwoman has alleged misconduct at the charity. She hasn't named anyone.
America's national parks' busiest season almost here. Some going to require a reservation. The list of parks requiring that this summer include Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado, Glacier National Park in Montana, Arches National Park in Utah, and Carlsbad Cavern National Park in New Mexico. Officials recommend checking the National Park Service website before planning your trip this summer. More details at SRNnews.com.